Okay, let's start. Okay. Hakelev Shenot Al. The Mishnah said that Hakelev Shenot Al Charora. V'alach v'godish ofer Acharora v'hidukis Agodish. Acharora mishal nezishon v'yal Agodish mishal patsi nezik. And now we have the Gemara. So, before we get to the Gemara, is the places that really belongs to the Mishnah. Let's send it over here. V'yal Agodish patsi nezik. So the Mishnah says that you potter b'dinei odom, you only chay b'dinei shemayim. So let's take a look at the Gemara, on the base. We actually talked about this Gemara in the past, the last semester. So it's so the Gemara says, Toshma, in the middle of the Beis on the base, Toshma, shlei chasibir v'acher shayit v'kotin, potter b'dinei odom v'chay b'dinei shemayim. Bishlom l'madom yishu mishum chitzov. So chitzov the cheresh, I understand why the Mishalech is potter, because it's not his chayit. At this point the Gemara thinks that l'madom yishu mishum chitzov, it's only mishum chitzov. And this is not called chitzov. This is not. We'll talk more about that later, also. But this, the Gemara says, that's not called chitzov. You give it to a cheresh shayit v'katan, and the cheresh shayit v'katan sets a fire. That's chitzov of the cheresh shayit v'katan, not chitzov of the mishalech. So I understand why you're potter. Ela madomer ishi mishum emaynoi, but lemanta omer that ishi is mishum emaynoi. So it means you're giving him, as if you're giving him a davar hamazik. Ilu masa shayir lecheresh shayit v'katan achanami dolei mechayit. Hayit me'alot. So if you give a shor. That to a cheresh shayit of a cotton, the shor goes out and does damage and gores somebody. Mari yechay, you didn't do shmir. Giving over to a cheresh shayit of a cotton is not a shmir. Not even a shmir of fusa is garnished. So if you gave the ish, if ish is mishum emoyni, then it means your mom and a mazik. Your mom and a mazik, you have to be shemrit. If you're not shemrit, and you and it goes out and burns, so you say yechay. That's the idea of ish is mishum emoyni. So if you have an ish and you give it over to a cheresh shayit of a cotton, so it's like you gave him a wild shor. You gave him a shor, or not even a wild shor. You gave him a shor and he didn't watch it. He can't watch it. He's a chayav shayit v'katan. You knew that he can't watch it. He didn't do a shmir. So why are you potter? That's the Gemara's kasha. My answers are itma lo amr ishlokish mishmei techeski leishon velik shemos lekachelis v'libo. Amal mosul leishol heves chayav. Time of bari hazeka. Gemara says, we're not talking when you gave him a fire. You gave him a fire, that's taka bari hazeka. You didn't do a shmir. So then you taka chayav. A fire, shal heves is a fire. A fire is a dove, is a mom and a masik. So nechrami. Then you taka chayav. The case of the Mishnah is that you gave him a gachelis. The gachelis is not a fire. I mean, a gachelis is a hot coal, but it's not right now. It's not a fire. It could start a fire, but it's not bari hazeka, and therefore it doesn't rise to the level of eish to be considered maman hamazik. So what you gave him is not an eish. You gave him a thing that could, could turn it into an eish. But the mice right now it's not an eish, and it's not so likely that it's ever going to become an eish. So that's not cool that you gave him. That's not cool that you gave him a maman hamazik. That's Reish Lakish. If Yochanan or Mephilu shall have his pot, Yochanan says even gave him a flame, he pot. Because it's the tzatzo, it's the force of the cherish. It's the cherish's holding the eish. That's gerim the hezek. So Rashi learns what's pshatan of Yochanan. Rashi learns of Yochanan shitosi yishim shum chitzov, like the Gemara said before. And if Rami shall have his is a moment amazik. But we're going like a Yochanan that the Eish not chayav as mamon hamazik. It's less by mamosha, like the Gemara maybe, but like the Gemara said in Bayom. But Akapanim, according to Yochanan, you're not chayav ishim ishim moini. You're only chayav ishim ishim chitzov. It's not chitzov. It's chitzov the cheresh. Taisus asks on Rashi, because we talked about it at length in the first semester. Taisus asks on Rashi here at the bottom of the Amud. He says, one second. The Gemara, the maskan of the Gemara. Hopefully, Leila already saw the whole sugya, at least overview. And the maskana of the Gemara is that Rav Yochanan also agrees ishim mishum emaynah. Rav Yochanan also ishim mishum chitzav too, but it's also mishum emaynah. So why? So if you gave a shalheves to a cheresh to a cotton, so fine, it's not chitzo. But why are you potter? You should be chayim mishum emayne. So Taisus therefore says there, Rabbi Yochanan holds that even a shalheves not bar hezek. Yishum mishum emayne is if you gave him not just a shalheves, but you gave him all the workings to, you know, you gave him a starter kit for an arsonist. You gave him the kindling and the fire and the eitzim ktanim and the gavza, the gets, you gave him the wood and the kindling and the shalheva and the flame. So then already that's called the imamish gave him gave him a bomb. So that's called that you weren't shaymin. But the shalheva is not called boreh. Zeke Taisa says, and you're not even chayiv as ishay mishum memayna. Even though it's a little bit hard to understand, but that's what Taisa says. That means you have to understand in general. I think it's important going into the sugya today. You know, we think of every fire as a danger. You know, fire is a lessons. Until modern times, fire was part of life. You know, everything was fire. You know, you without fire, you had no heat, you had no cooking. Fire was a light. You know, you turned the light. It was a fire. Everything was fire. Fire was a part of life. That's why Gemara says in the first paragraph that a bor is tchilas hasiyos l'nezik. Eish not tchilas hasiyos l'nezik. Eish not considered to be betzim a mazik. If it's spreading, then it's already a mazik. So even a shalheves, Rabbi Yochanan, is not called bar hezek. It's not called you gave him a mazik. The eish that's a mazik is that it's already you gave him the eish with the wherewithal to make it spread the further. Al kaponim. So it says in this Gemara that if you gave an eish, if you gave a gacheles according to Reish Lakish, or even a shalheves according to Rabbi Yochanan, to a cheres shaita v'katan, it's not bar hezek. It's not considered to be that you gave him an eish in the sense that you gave him the eish that's mazik. Not called you gave him a mazik. You give him the eish that's a mazik, the yechayah for is not a gacheles, and not even a shalheves going to gave it to cheresh to v'katan. It's not called bari hezek. You're not chayef. It's not called a pshia eish. Giving an eish to a cheresh to v'katan, a gacheles going to Reish Lakish, or a shalheves going to Rabbi Yochanan, to a cheresh to v'katan, which means having an eish and not being shemerit, but it's only gacheles or a shalheves even according to Rabbi Yochanan, but it's not yet an eish that's spreading. It's not called. That's not called. You know, it's not called the pshia veish. It's not called. That's not called the zochia veish. So Taisus asks. So kelo shenatul harora. Why are you chayav for burning? Why are you chayav for burning up the godish? But in the harora it says the gacheles. It's not even a shalheves. So where's the chiv over here? So Taisus doesn't know the cases that in the gacheles there were in the that the Mishnah told me a case where in the harora. There was more than just a gacheles, not even more than even a shalheves. In the charora, there was a bomb. In the so it was like all the stuff, you know, the shogah, the silsa, all the makings that make it that when it drops out of the charora, it's you have the fire and you have the means for it to spread and everything is in there, and that's the case of the Mishnah. That kind of basis. So the Nachas David says he doesn't understand what Tosfos wants. The Gemara Amud Beis is talking about the chiyuv of Eish. I have an eish, and I gave it to a cheresh to v'katan. Am I chayiv mishum eish? Is that called that I had a shmir on my eish? A proper shmir on the eish? Or it's called that I was not shomer there? I mean, I certainly wasn't shomer, but is the thing an eish? So that we have the nidin of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that a gachel is not an eish, in the sense of the, you know, of being the, from the avos nezikin. The av nezik of eish is not a gachel. Point to Rabbi Yochanan, not even a shalheves. Over here, we're not talking about the chiyuv of. But in the Mishnah, we're not talking about the chiyuv of eish. We're talking about the chiyuv of regel. Because the kelev, right? So we're in the Hemshech Hasugya. The kelev can't make an eish. That's called. The Baal HaKelev. Who's chai for the Godesh? The Baal HaKelev. It's not his eish. He didn't start. The Baal HaKelev didn't start the Eish. He has nothing to do with Eish. The Kelev started the Eish. And the Gemara says for Pshitus that Kelev that the Kelev. It's probably been an Ishvar v'lo Ishavar. Just like if my Shor makes a bar, I'm not chayiv. Taisus talks about. So if my Shor makes a an Eish, so it's maybe the Chitz of if my Kelev rather makes an Eish, so it's Chitz of the Kelev. Gemara says Chitz of the Kelev who. And even if it's Mishum Emaynai.
a second.
Right, the Gemara says, if it's Mishum Chitzov, if Ishu Mishum Chitzov, the Gemara says, it's Chitzov, the Kelev, it's Midin Soros. The Alagod, Shepei Chati Nezek, Midin Soros. That means it's Regal. Because it's Chitzov, the Kelev. So the Chitzov, the Kelev is Regal. According to Madam Ishu Mimoyin, the Gemara Taka asks, Lavim Mimoyin, the Bala Kelev, the Gemara says, the Adi Aduye, they're only Taka talking about the Mokam of Gecheles. So that's Taka Regal. The Kitzur, we're talking about a Chiv of Regal. That I was Peshe in the Shmir of my Kelev, and my Kelev was now Mazik, the Godish, burnt down the Godish, either the Mokam at Gecheles, according to Reish Lakish, or the whole Godish, according to Rabbi Yochanan. It has a different service. It's the service of the Kelev, it means the regular of the Kelev. The Mazik here is the Kelev. The lack of Shmir is that I wasn't Shomer the Kelev, not that I wasn't Shomer the Esh. So what does that have to do with the Gemara and Amid Beis? And Amid Beis, we're talking about the Chiyuv of Esh, and the Chiyuv comes from my Pshia and watching the Esh. So a gechelas, not called a pshi and watching the gechelas. The shalheves, going to Beruchan, it's not called a pshi and watching the shalheves. Even if I gave it to Chenishai to the Kotam. Here we're talking about the chiv of rego. The chiv is not for not watching the charora, or for not watching the gechelas. The chiv is for not watching the kelev. So now the kelev was mazik with tzoros, which is rego. So what does one thing have to do with the other? Nechanami, mitzad the shmir of the gechelas. You want to go to the bala eish, the bala gechelas. So nechanami, maybe it's taka, there's nothing to be mechayev before. But the Bala Kelev, we're Mechayev the Bala Kelev, not for not watching the Gacheles, we're Mechayev the Bala Kelev for not watching his Kelev. So now Chazavid wants to say that this Taisus is Shalei B'mkaimai, the Taisus belongs on Chav Gimel Amarav. Yeah. Very far. It belongs on Chav Gimel Amarav. The Gemara in Chav Gimel Amud Aleph asks, "V'lechayev nami bala gacheles? Why only mechayev the bala kelev? Let's be mechayev the bala gacheles." The place is asking on the Gemara's kasha. What's the Gemara's kasha? Maybe it's the gacheles is not a shalheves, or even a gacheles. Why should mechayev the bala gacheles for not watching his gacheles, giving it to a kelev? Like giving it to a cheresh of a cotton. He didn't watch his gacheles. Fine, so a kelev took it. If a cheresh of a cotton would take it, he'd be potter because a gacheles is not eish. There's no problem with not watching a gehelas. So why should we have the bala gehelas? There's no chiyuv shmir a gehelas. So Taisus is asking on the Gemara's kasha. His answer is that the case is that that inside the charora, the fomim in the charora, you have much more. Yeah, the ma'aseh problem is okay, but the Taisus over here, it's not over there. Secondly, I think Nachazov himself maybe is limited in this. It's a very strange kasha. Taisus in the kasha, what's the Gemara's kasha? Let's be mechayev the bala gacheles. Maybe, I mean, it's a very strange Gemara. The Gemara says, why aren't we mechayev the bala gacheles? Taisus says, what's the kasha? It's only a gacheles. So Taisus says, no, maybe it's more than a gacheles. Maybe this charora has much more than a gacheles, and it has shaga and silsa and so on. Why didn't the Gemara answer that? That's not the case. The Gemara is asking a kasha. Why aren't we mechayev the bala gacheles? The Gemara should have answered because it's talking about a normal gacheles. Who told the Gemara that we're talking about the special case with it's not just the gachelas, it's a struggle with the silsa and so on, and therefore the Gemara says kasha, let's be mechayev the bala gachelas. So the Gemara should have answered, but no, that's not the case. The Mishnah means what the Mishnah says, that there's a gachelas, and a gachelas is not a problem. So it's very strange to move the Taisa over there, and anyway, the Taisa is not over, the Taisa over here. Yeah. I thought the Pshat maybe is like this. The Pshat in Taisa is what's the chiyuv of Shen V'Regel? The chiyuv of Shen V'Regel also needs a pshiyah. If there's no pshiyah, there's no woman that can lead a pshiyah. There has to be some kind of pshiyah in the shmiras simumayna in order to be chayah. That's the Mishnah called shechaf to be shemos yechshat. Isn't this going? We've had already many times. Every chiyuv of mazik is connected to the fact that I was pshiyah in the shmir of my moment of mazik. That's why in the case where I was not pshiyah. Those are six we've been having about Kerel, Kelev, Vikdisha, Noflu. I'm Potter. Why am I Potter? Because there was no Pshir. I is Regal. What does it matter that it's Regal? But it's Regal without a Pshir. Even Regal needs to have a Pshir. Taisha says like this. Taisha thinks like this. What's the Pshir of Shen V'Regal? The Pshir of Shen V'Regal is that I let my behemoth go into the Rishus Hanizim. And in the Rishus Hanizik, it's going to trample, and it's going to eat. It's going to do all of the things that it's regel for a behemoth to do. So therefore, my letting my behemoth into Rishus Hanizik, I let my bull into the china shop. So that's a pshir. That's the pshir that's mechayim b'shen v'regel. That's why Rishus Rabbim I'm potter. Rishus Rabbim there's no pshir. I'm allowed to let my shen v'regel walk around in Rishus Rabbim. But letting it go into Rishus Hanizik, that's a pshir. Now that it's in Rishus Hanizik, I let it go into Rishus Hanizik. Has to be foreseen that it's going to be masik viragli. It's going to be masik viragli. It's going to be masik bishinoi. So mimela, I'm chaya for the pshia of allowing my behemoth to go into the rishus hanizik, where it's going to be masik b'shein viragli. As Taisa says, but my behemoth wasn't exactly masik b'shein viragli. My behemoth was masik with the gachelis. Gachelis. Is not really something that letting it loose is a pshia. Letting my gecheles into rishus hanizik, letting a gecheles into rishus hanizik is not really a pshia. V'araya, if you gave a gecheles to cheresh to a katan, what guarantee do you have that he's not going to wander into somebody's rishus? You have no guarantee. You can't even stop him because he's not like in your control. He's not your cheresh to a katan. Doesn't belong to you. He goes wherever he wants to go. Presumably, he's going to go into people's rishus too. Hello, home. I mean, he's going to go. He's going to go somewhere. He's going to go. He's going to go into. Even if it goes into his own home, he's going to go places. And he's going to take the gachelis. He's going to take the gachelis. Doesn't seem to bother us. We don't consider that. We don't consider that to be a pshia because the gachelis is a harmless item. Every kitchen has gachelis. I mean, whatever. Gachelis considered to be a harmless thing, as it stands, or at least And therefore, there's no pshia in allowing the gachelis to wander about. To allow my gachelis to wander about. So Taisa's kasha is, if I letting my kelev into the rishus hanizik is a pshia vis-a-vis what it's going to do with its feet, and it's a pshia vis-a-vis what it's going to do with its shame. But it's not a pshia vis-a-vis what the kelev is going to do with the gachelis. Because b'derech hateva, what's the kelev going to do with the gachelis? Nothing, because the gachelis by itself is not dangerous. I have to foresee that the gechelis is going to throw it on top of a godish. If I had to worry that the kelev is going to throw my gechelis on top of a godish, then I would have to worry that the cheresh to the cotton would do it too. And obviously I don't. So it's not called a pshil gami the gechelis. So if letting a gechelis wander around in the world with the unintended is not considered to be a pshil, then letting my kelev into rishus hanizik with the gechelis is not a pshil either vis-a-vis what happens from the gechelis. Let me just finish the thought. And Lemoshel, I'll give you a thought experiment. What if instead of giving the cheresh to the cotton, I didn't give him a gachelis? Instead of giving him a gachelis, I gave him a kelev with a gachelis. I gave the cheresh to the cotton a kelev with a gachelis. Avadam Potter. It's not worse because I gave him a gachelis alone. What's the difference? Giving the gachelis alone, it's just as mobile. The kelev doesn't walk around more than the cheresh to the cotton themselves. So if giving a gachelis to a cheresh to a katan is not mechayev me, so giving a kelev with a gachelis to a cheresh to a katan presumably is also not mechayev me. I mean, at least vis-a-vis the gachelis. I mean, If giving a gachelus to a chayr shaytiv katan is not a pshia, then giving the gachelus with a kelev to a chayr shaytiv katan is also not a pshia. So Tais is asking, so this is the same thing basically. So here, take the chayr shaytiv katan out of the picture. I have a gachelus wandering around with my kelev. So the kelev wandering around, and if he wanders into Rishus and Izik, so I was pesheh. Because when he goes into Rishus and Izik, I know he's going to step on things, he's going to eat things. So that's a pshia to let him into Rishus and Izik. But letting a kelev into Rishus and Izik with the gachelus, so yeah, it's a pshia vis-a-vis, remember, and maybe it's also important to bear in mind, a pshia has to be vis-a-vis the thing that was nizik. Like we had by Kofet Senofal, if there was a pshia lagabi that they know the kelev and the lidik could jump far and break a kli, but now it fell and it broke a kli that was samach l'kaisel, that's not called chilos of pshia. And the sugya chilos of pshia of Sefer Bainus. Why? Because there was a pshia, there, if the kelev would jump, then it might break a kli somewhere. But it fell and it broke this keli. I don't say that's called chilos of pshia. Why? Because vis-a-vis this keli, there was no pshia. So the same thing when the kelev goes into Rishus and Izik and the godish throws the and the gachelis now is mazik the godish. Vis-a-vis the godish, where was the pshia? That's the kasha. What if this is tzadar, he might have eaten the kelev, it's the godish? What if the kelev could have eaten the godish? I don't think that's really a tzad, but let's say the kelev maybe could have eaten the godish. So, okay, so then we'll go into t'chol shiv v'shiv v'soif v'bainis. That's what we'll get into, t'chol shiv v'shiv v'soif v'bainis. And, okay, fine. So, but it doesn't sound like it's a good mission about t'chol shiv v'shiv v'soif v'bainis. So that's exactly Tosis kasha. So therefore, Tosis has to say in Echarami, we're not talking about an ordinary gachelos. This chavar had a gachelus that was, you know, that was a sakana. This gachelus was a shraga, was like shraga, shraga, what's it called again? Silsa and gavza. Maisa. No, okay, the fear of Ishlakish is enough to be Shalhevis. But according to Yav Yochanan, even Shalhevis is not a Sakon.
It's not a
Tosa, but in order to... No, it's a Tosa, Tosa holds that the reason why even though with Maskanas and Gemara is Yav Yochanan, it's Ishim Shim Moinoi, you're still put there in a Shalhevis, because even a Shalhevis is not where he is.
He says
basically
the exact
opposite svar. He says that a dog will. Yeah, no. Okay. It's a free country. He says an opposite svar to me, the ash of the chokam, because the Paiskim don't bring Tosis distinction. According to Tosis comes out a very big chiddush din, that the din of the Mishnah that you're only that you're higher for the and Nesek Sholem for the Godish Chatzin Nesek and so on. The whole thing of the Mishnah is talking about a special case where the Kelev took a Charora that had not Stama Gacheles in it, but it had a Super Gacheles. But in a regular, if there was a regular Gacheles, it had to be Potter. That's a Chiddush Din Lemaisa. The Paiskim not Machata, or the Rambam, when he brings the Mishnah to Shulchan Aruch, they bring the Mishnah that Yechayev Gacheles. They don't say it's a special case. So that's an Achaz Dovid is busy with. Why are they not masking to Tosis? The way we're being masked with Tosis, Tosis has a very strong point. Why do the Poskim not, apparently the Poskim, the Rambam, the other Mishnah, the Rosh, all the Poskim who don't bring Tosis distinction, don't say Tosis distinction, what do they do at this time? Yes, so now Chazdovid wants to say that maybe they hold that giving to a Chereshet of a Kotan is not as dangerous as giving to a Caliph. The Chayyar Shaita of Kotlin, we don't think he's going to carry around the Gehalas all over the place, but the Kelev is worse. Okay, fine, you know, Kabbalah in the Kabbalah, whatever. Maybe. I thought maybe they had a different answer. This goes back to something we talked about. If your Eilim remembers, we had a discussion, it's going to come up again in Mitzvah Shem HaKil. So Machaikus Yishayim, Taisvis and the Ramah. About the following cases. By the Sugya of Pipara, Pipara Kechatzar Nizik, Kechatzar Mazik, that's the sugya of Gimel, we talked about. We talked about the sugya of Megalgo, Misgalgo, and Daf Chof. The kids are like this. Taisa says that it's Muchach in the Gemara, that's what Taisa learns in the Gemara, that the Din of Shem Veregel, that you only chayib is Shanizik and not Shus Rabim. So Taisa says the Gemara that have a meaning that it's totally entirely where the animal found the food. Where it actually went and ate the food is irrelevant. If it found the food which is Rabim, you're a Kapotter. If it found the food, even if it took it into Shus Anizik, and if it found the food which is Shanizik, you're chayib, even if it took it out into Shus Rabim. The Gemara is such a Havamina. Inside that Havamina, the right whole discussion about Pipara and what is Pipara and so on. But the Maskana of the Gemara is that it's not true, that there's Exeris HaKosov, that you have to have Achilo Bechotzer HaNizek. And if the Achilo was not Bechotzer HaNizek, even if the Netilo was Bechotzer HaNizek, but then the animal took the food out, you would be Potter. Tarsu Ubir B'Steyacher, Ubir B'Steyacher means the animal has to eat the Shem Beregel, the Maise Drisa, the Maise Achilo has to be done Mishus HaNizek. So then there's a nidain. Okay, so you have to have the achilu b'shus anizik. But does the netila also have to be b'shus anizik? Because what if an animal found food b'shus rabim, found a banana b'shus rabim, cow found a banana b'shus rabim, picked it up, or maybe it was a monkey, and it took it into the b'shus anizik, and it ate it b'shus anizik. So is that called shame? Are you chayv or you pot? So it's machlekes shame. I already gave it away. It's machlekes shame. Machlekes taisus in the Rama. Taisus, the Rama, the Tur brings B'Shem the Rama. I think it's in Shinsara Kalif, if I'm not mistaken. The Tur brings B'Shem the Rama that you are a Chayiv. It's Shem B'Shus HaNizik. Taisus and Chav Gimel is Meduyik. The Goyim is Meduyik from the Lashon of Taisus that you are your Potter. You still need to have Lekicha B'Shus HaNizik. The way Taisus and Mashma, the Gemara is not Chayzer from the Svara that the etzem, the main thing over here in Svara is the netila. Where did the animal take the food? If it took it from Shus Rabim, that's the Svara is Yipotter. If you took it from Shus Nizik, the Svara is Yechayim. Taisa just says that nonetheless, there's Exeris HaKosov, and Taisa says it's Exeris, Taisa stresses that it's She'en Tam B'Dover, it's Exeris HaKosov, it has no Tam, that you have to have Achilu B'Shus Nizik. That means it's Exeris HaKosov, you have to have Achilu B'Shus Nizik too. But we're not Chayzer from the Svara, that basically what you need to have is Netila B'Shus HaNizik. Just in Svara, that would be enough. Now comes along with Eretz HaKosov and says, no, it's not enough, you have to also have Achilu B'Shus HaNizik. And that's the Taisa, just to take a look, just to be reminded. The Taisa in the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, third line from the bottom towards the end, Shema Mino Deboi L'Kicho B'Achilu B'Chatzar HaNizik. You need both. Afal Pi She'en Tam B'Dover Zeh, even though it makes no sense, Matzorech B'Achilu. Who cares about the Achilu? The main thing ought to be the Netila. Where did the behavior find the food? Exeris HaKosov. But Meduyik and Taisa says the guy, it's Exeris HaKosov, you have to have Achilah also. But you need Netila V'Achilah. Netila remains. But you also have to have Achilah. And as I said, the Torah B'Shem Nerma is Chaylik, and it says it's only totally in the Achilah. So what's the Nekudas HaMachaykas? So this I said, and we were learning Daf Chof, I wanted to say, that the Nekudas HaMachaykas is, what exactly is the pshia that's mechayim in Shem Beregel? Because as we said, every mazik starts with a pshia. Shem Beregel is a pshia in Shem Beregel. What's the pshia? Rosh Hashanah is not a pshia. What's the pshia of Shem Beregel? Rosh Hashanah isn't. So Taisus held that the pshia is the going into Chatzar HaNizik. Because once the behemoth goes into Chatzar HaNizik, we know that it's going to eat. That's a pshia. When by the Bailam letting the behemoth into Chatzar HaNizik, they're pshia because now the behemoth is going to do all kinds of havoc in the Chatzar HaNizik. The pshia lies into the going into the chatzar nizik. Because it's going into the chatzar nizik, it's going to find all kinds of peiros over there that it's going to eat. Therefore, says Taisus, that's only a pshia vis-a-vis peiros that it found in the chatzar nizik. So those are peiros that had the bialim kept it out of the chatzar nizik. Those peiros would not have been eaten. So there's a pshia lagabi those peiros. But if the behema picked up a banana in the rishus rabim. And now it takes him to Shus HaNizik and eats it. Is there a were the Bailam Peshaya Lagabe that banana by letting the behemoth go into Shus HaNizik? Lagabe that banana, it makes absolutely no difference if the behemoth goes into Shus HaNizik, doesn't go into Shus HaNizik, the behemoth already has the banana in the Shus HaRabim. So there's no Pshia Lagabe the banana. So that's what Taisa says, there about it, there's no Pshia. That's why in Svara it should only be totally in Lekicha. Because if you want to know, even if the animal, if you let your behemoth into the Shus HaNizik, and it found a Peiris Peshus and Isaac and took them out into the street, in Svara you were Peshaya. It's the same Shia. You let your name in, that's where it got it, that's where it broke into the cupboard, it got all these, it got this pre. So who cares that it took it out and ate in Mishas Rabbah? But your Peshaya, this pre would never have been eaten if not for your Shia. In Svara, Tosis thinks it should only be totally in the Timur. But that's exactly a cause of Afapi Shem Tam Badomer, the only Chayiv the Achim was also Peshus and Isaac. But the basic svara remains that the chiyuv is for the pshia of letting my behemoth into the rishus hanizik, and therefore it's going to do damage. That's the pshia. But it's only a pshia vis-a-vis the peiris that it didn't already have in the rishus harabim. But the banana that it already picked up in the rishus harabim, there's no pshia lagavi that banana. So Tosis holds with double posh, the yipot. That's the sheet of Tosis. What about the Ramah? What's proud of the Ramah? The Ramah says no. Yipot, the Ramah says yichayiv in such a case. The Ramah holds that if your behemoth found a banana in rishus harabim, it took it into the Shishan Izik and it ate it with Shishan Izik. The Torah says from the Ramah, Yechayev, it's shame with Shishan Izik. What's the Svar? But where's the Pshia? Without a Pshia, why are you Potter? Oinus is Potter. Why aren't you an Oinus? The Vayim are an Oinus. The banana would have been eaten anyway. Does anybody remember? I mean, this is ancient history. Anybody remember what we said at the time? What's the Shana Ramah? That the Ramah learns that the Pshat and Shem Regal of Shishan Izik is not that the going into Shishan Izik is the Pshia. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that when your behemoth goes into Rishus HaNizik, you have to go to DEFCON 3. You have to go to a higher level of Shmir. Now my behemoth is Rishus HaNizik. Now you become a chuyav, like the Gemara says, V'chiras Enev is Nova V'yelech. Rishus HaRabim, you don't have to follow your behemoth around, holding its tail, making sure it doesn't break anything. But when your behemoth goes into Rishus HaNizik, now you get a bigger chuyav Shmira that you have to be of Zenev is Nova V'yelech. And therefore, once it's in the Rishus HaNizik, so anything that it does is a pshia. But the pshia is not that you let it into Rishus HaNizik. The letting into Rishus HaNizik per se is not the Pshia. The Pshia is that once it's Rishus HaNizik, you have to follow it around. And if you don't follow it around and it eats, then letting it eat is a Pshia. So Mela says the Ramah, even if it found the banana of Rishus HaRabim, so if it would have eaten it Rishus HaRabim, you wouldn't be a Pshia. Because I'm supposed to follow my behemoth around and keep it from eating bananas. So then you would be a Pshia. But this behemoth took the banana and went into Rishus HaNizik. Rishus HaNizik, you are supposed to follow your behemoth around. And when you're in Rishus HaNizik, following your behemoth around, and you see it has somebody else's banana, you should take it out. And you didn't, and you let it eat the banana. So that's a pshia. That's how we were masbid the machlekes, Tosis and the Ramah. It was negated to the sugya Mizgalgal, if you remember, where the Gemara has a baya about that the Amir is rolling, it's in Rishus HaNizik, but it's rolling into the street. And the Gemara is a baya, that's how Tosis learns the baya. And the animal ate it in Rishus HaNizik. So Tosis learns the Gemara's Baya is, do I say, well, it ate it Rishus HaNizik, so Yechayev? Or do I say, yeah, but eventually it would have fallen out of Rishus HaRabim anyway, so Yechayev? So who cares what it would have done eventually? The answer is, there's a svar to say that maybe that's also not a pshia. Because this Amir would have been eaten anyway, eventually. Or maybe not. So I was thinking like this. Tosis l'shitosu, now we'll go back to our case of Gachelis. So Tosis Taina is, when I let my Kelev go into Rishus HaNizik with the Gachelis, so Taisus Tain is, as far as the damage that the Gachelis does, there's no pshia. Because when the behemoth goes into Rishus HaNizik, I have to foresee that it's going to trample things. So there's a pshia l'gabe regel. I have to foresee that it's going to eat things. So there's a pshia l'gabe shame. But I don't have to foresee that the Kelev is going to drop the Gachelis and the Gachelis is going to burn things up. Because that's not foreseeable. If it was foreseeable, then if I gave it to Chayyushar to the Kotan, I'd also be Chayyushar. That would also be a Pshia. Because I have to foresee he's going to go home and he's going to burn down the living room. So obviously we're not concerned with that. So you see, that's not called a Pshia. Well, the same way it's not a Pshia, it got to be the Mazik of Eish. It's not a Pshia, it got to be the Mazik of Regal either. Because I have to foresee that when my behemoth goes into Rishus HaNizik, I have to foresee that it's going to eat. And I have to foresee that it's going to step on things. So those things I have to foresee. So that's a Pshia. But I don't have to foresee that the behemoth is going to throw the gachelis into a godish, even though technically that's also kind of regal. But it's a kind of regal that I don't have to foresee because the gachelis by itself is a harmless thing. So therefore, Tosis says, there's no pshia. So it's a regal without a pshia. Regal without a pshia is also pot. That's Tosis' kash. But that's Tosis' shitosoi, because he learns that the pshia is the going into the Rishus HaNizik. So a kelev going into Rishus HaNizik is a pshia lagavi what the behemoth steps on, what the kelev steps on. And it's a pshia lagavi what the kelev eats. But it's not a pshia lagavi the godish, asks Tosis. So Tosis said, no, it's a special case that this gachelis was really a shaga silsa and so on. But according to the Torah in the Ramah, that the pshia is not the going into the Rishus HaNizik. Rather, when the Kelev goes into Rishus HaNizik, I become a chuyiv in a higher level of Shmira, then now all of a sudden I have to follow it around. and anything that it does while I'm following around is called my is my pshia, so then it could very well be that when I'm in a condition of yechzenev is no v'yelech, when I have this special chi of shmira of watching my kelev while it's b'shus and izik, that chi of shmira might extend to the same way to not letting it drop a gachelis onto a gadish. If I'm following it around, that's not the chi of shmira that I have by gachelis. By gachelis, I don't have a chi of shmira to follow it around. By gachelis, ordinarily speaking, I have a chi of shmira. I don't have any chi of shmira at all. I have no chi of shmira like I have by gachelis. Gachelis is ami ami v'azlo, and I don't have to. I don't have a chi of shmira. I can let a chayv shayt to the kotum, which basically means no shmira at all, and I'm still not chayv. That's not a pshin. I have no chi of shmira in the gachelis. But once my kelev goes into Rishus HaNizik, I have to follow my kelev around. And I have to follow my kelev around, and I see that he has a gachelis, and he's going to drop it on top of a godish, or throw it onto a godish. And that I have a chiv, that's part of my chiv shmira, my special chiv shmira. It's not part of my normal chiv shmira in a kelev. But once my kelev goes into Rishus HaNizik, and now I have this elevated chiv shmira, watching my kelev Rishus HaNizik, so that includes anything that the kelev might do, as long as I'm mishunah not. Mishunah is still karen. But if anything that the kelev might do normally, I have to watch. And therefore, it's not a paradox according to these issues. So that's what I say. The Paiskim, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, all the, those who show you who don't bring Taisa distinction, maybe it's because they hold like the Tur B'Shem the Rambam, that the Pshia of Kelev B'Shus HaNizik is not letting him in to the B'Shus HaNizik. The Chayishat of Gotten also going to go into B'Shus HaNizik. The Pshia is that when my animal, when the Chayish goes into B'Shus HaNizik, I don't have to follow the Chayishat of Gotten around. He's not my Chayishat of Gotten. But when the kelev goes into Rishus and Izik, I have a chiyuv shmir to follow the kelev around. Once I have to follow the kelev around, then even things that he does with the gachelis go into my chiyuv shmir. So therefore, that's why the filah tour in the Ramah, Taisa's problem is not a problem. And that's why I want to suggest that the Paiskim don't bring Taisa's distinction. Okay. All right, let's go on. Let's start the Gemara. We'll find it. We'll find it. What's the nature of the chiv eish? Reuchen says it's a chiv chitzov, koichoi, and Reishloka says it's a chiv mamar hamazik. Reishloka is my time alone, Kev Yechon. I'm a little chitzov mikoichoi kaazli. I love mikoichoi kaazli. Reuchen, my time alone, Kev Reishloka, shamaloch memoinis be mamosha, highless be mamosha. That's your Rashi. Rashi says, Ishoi, Hashelech es habiru. That's what the Rashi wants. I know Ishoi, Eish. What does Rashi, Hashelech es habiru? Emes is this Tamash Hadling Gemara. This is how come the Gemara? What's the Gemara Shadling altogether? The Torah says Yichai Feish. Why does that mean Yishum anything? I mean, is that Kamin is Halacha exactly how we magdir it? So not a Kash exactly, but it's. Some Shadling Gemara is the. Eish is fundamentally a strange mazik. For the reasons that Gemara says, it's less by mamosha and it's lav mikoyach kaazon. It doesn't really fit into the normal pattern of mazikin. We have adam hamazik. We know what that is. Koyachay, adam hamazik. Koyachay. We have mamon hamazik. My property. I have a chiv shmir on my property. Eish is not exactly my property. It's less by mamosha. So what kind of chiyuv shmir do I have in something which is less by my mosh? It's not my mamon. It's not exactly my koyach because it goes mikoyach atzmai. It goes mikoyach haruach, mikoyach atzmai. It's lav mikoyach kozel. So be'etzem eish presents an anomaly. That's what's bothering the Gemara. So maybe what Rashi is saying is the Torah says v'shilach es b'irai. The Torah says the chiyuv eish. Gemara is saying what's pshat in the pasuk? What's this nature? What's the nature? Yeah, I'm not even sure this is the Tosefos in Rashi. Just time in the Gemara. Why is the Gemara wondering about Eish more than anything else? We don't have to worry about Bar Mishamay Machayev, Regal Mishamay Machayev. Because Bar and Regal are not difficult to understand. Adam HaMazik is not difficult to understand. Eish fundamentally is difficult to understand. It doesn't exactly seem to be like Mamon. It doesn't exactly seem to be like Koichet. So that's what the Gemara is wondering. Eish Shechiva Torah. The Torah talks about Eish. V'shilach es b'iroi. How do we swallow that? What exactly is the nature of this Shechiva? So what is Gemara say? Mishum chitzu. Let's see Rashi. Mishum chitzu chivaya kosu. The iu kaobed the hadik zayin chetz. Mishum amaynai. Kishayu rebara sheizid. Zot Rashi. Because halka daituch. The ikke beinayev gan shehidlik begachela sheinu shalom. So Rashi says, he's literally, it has to mamish be your mamish. It's belonged to you. And if it was not your gacheles, there's no chiyuv isha mishim emayna. We'll see Taisus chayuk in Rashi. Taisus doesn't have to be literally your mother. Rashi knows isha mishim emayna has to be literally your mother. There's a strange lashon in Rashi here though. What's the strange word in Rashi? Why Kesal Kedaita? Where's the Chazor? If that's the Pshat and Yishim Yishim Yimani, so why isn't that to the Maskana too? Yeah, we'll see. It belongs really to Chaf Gimel and Aleph. Rashi had, there's a Lishna Kam in Rashi that we don't have. But the Mashah brings and Chaf Gimel, a Lishna Kam in Rashi, and the Frankel, it's already there, that the Maskana Rav Yochanan also holds. That you're only chayiv when it's your gachelus. That even though Rav Yochanan said isha mishum chitzov, isha mishum chitzov means you're chayiv mishum chitzov when it's your mamon. But if it's not your mamon, you're not chayiv for chitzov either. So the maskanas of Rav Yochanan also holds isha mishum chitzov. So the Rashi that we have it is in Chav Gimel is that it means it's two separate chiyuv. Isha mishum chitzov is one case, and even when you don't have isha mishum chitzov, like by kolol chitzov with the fire, there was a wall that would stop the fire. It was a firewall. And the wall fell down. You didn't put, so that's already not chitzov. It's called lechitzov. But since you could have put the wall back up in time, so you chayim mishum emayna. So it's two different things. Ishum mishum chitzov is when it's chitzov, and even if it's not chitzov, there's a separate chiyuv ishum mishum emayna. Rashi and there's another lashon in Rashi, which again we don't have, but the Mashah had it. The Mashah had such a ksavi out of Rashi. The Mashah and the Frankel has it, but Rashi had a there was a version of Rashi that learns up shat and everything is maskana. What's why there's two different kinds of eish. No, ishem ishem imoinoi. But when it's the fundamental chiyuv is mamon. But when it's not kol chitzov, yichayev for chitzov too. But only it's built on the fact that you have a chiyuv of imoinoi. Yeah, what's the lumpus of that? We'll have to wait to gimel amal. But according to that version of Rashi, so it comes out that that the maskana the machleik the nafkemidut and reichem reishlokis is not if you don't own the gachelis. If you don't own the gachelis, nobody's mechayev. Now, but so that's this Rashi is going like that. Lishna Kam. Rashi is Kesal Kedaita. At this point, the Gemara thinks that it's Mishum Chitzov. It's nothing to do with Memoina. And if it's Memoina, it's nothing to do with Chitzov. If that's the case, so there's a Pashut to Nafkamino. If you don't own the Gachelis, Chitzov it is, but Memoina it's not. Halav Mikaychei. The Gemara says that Rish Lokesh doesn't agree to Rav Yochanan. There's Lav Mikaychei calls it not like a Chetz. A Chetz goes Mikaychei. This doesn't go Mikaychei. So Rashi, the Eish may lehay leches with the leches lemerachek. The Eish goes on its own. The ish. I don't push the ish. The ish goes, it consumes, and it goes. The Rebbein Chananel says a little bit of different lashon. He says, La mikoyach ha-gozel, ela mikoyach, I don't know exactly the lashon, he says, mikoyach ha-ruach. The Gemara says, koyach ha-meruva. Interesting, the Rashi doesn't say that. Maybe you don't always need the ruach. Sometimes you have koyach hachamuruv to go far, but maybe for the eish to jump, you need koyach hachamuruv. Maybe if it's a solid wheat, maybe that doesn't need the ruach. You know, even on a still day, the fire could still spread to a degree. So Rashi doesn't. So why isn't that much chitzov? So Rashi says no, but it's still. So let Rish Lakish at least agree to that it's chitzov. So Rashi says no, that's still not called mikoyach. Because it's still called the Eish is the Lekas Melech. But the Eish is traveling on its own. It's not my Koyach. It's pushing. Oh, let's be my Moshe. That's Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan doesn't mean there's Lokish. Because let's be my Moshe. The Shalhev is Hiya Mazekas. The Eim Lo Mamsh. Hilkach ki Chivir Achmona Mishim Chitzu Vudu Chivir. Chitach Vudu Chayde. Okay, let's see the next places. Isha Mishim Chitzu. Taisa says, "Leishi yaver ba'asmi ha'ish el komokem sheposha v'leishomar gachalosay chitzov nil." Taisa says that for the din of ishum ishum chitzov, you don't need that he should do the ma'isa ad lo komamish. What I need for ishum ishum chitzov is that the is that if when he's pesheya and he allows the fire to go, he allows the fire to escape. That's also called chitzav. Not so clear how Tosfos knows that. Tosfos doesn't say how he knows it. Could be he got it from the Gemara in Chav Gimel Meral. The Gemara says, "Kiven shenoflu dleika lo yisei chatzer." Right, the Gemara at the end of the sugya, Tomen veish heif, Tomen the potter Rachmona heif mishkachas lo. Kiven shenoflu dleika lo yisei chatzer. When noflu gedes shleim achmas dleika v'olchei v'lika v'zika v'chatzer acheres. The kol lechitzu. It's moving in that Gemara. Noflu dleika lo yisei chatzer. So there's a wall. So the chitzu was only up to the wall. Then the wall fell down. So it's kol lechitzu. But Noflid Lake is mashma, he didn't set the fire. And yet, up to the wall is called Chitzov. Emes Rashi L'Shitosai, Rashi L'Shitosai is sensitive to it. I'm sorry, we haven't decided if Rashi is against Tosfos. But Rashi L'Maisa says over there, where's the Rashi? Yeah, Rashi said the kol lechitzov. So Rashi lesson is shevishosh shehid lekaish. The haino zikas achetz lehoyel lehazik. Rashi says it was hid lekaish, even though the Gemara's lesson is noflud leikol. I think Rabbi Chanan there is a different gisa. Rashi doesn't say what he says. Kugain Rashi, the Rabbi Chanan says kugain shehitzis eish bechotzer. He lit a fire in the chutzner, and then the wall fell down. That nuflud leko. Rashi doesn't say how he's gers. Rashi b'sei chadvarim says that he was madlik deish. But maybe this is Tosfos' deal that it says he nuflud leko, the Ram also means nuflud leko. Nuflud leko sounds like the eish, he didn't start deish. So why is it called chitzuk? It's within the word, and it's chitzuk. Up to the wall is chitzuk, just that it's kolole chitzuk, because the wall would have stopped. But be'etzim it's chitzuk. So maybe that's where Tosfos saw that you need to have, that you don't need to have mamish. Hidlik, chitzav is that you were pesheya and allowed it to get away. And this is that lechara from that gemara, there's a kasha on Tosfos. What does that gemara say? The gemara is looking for a case where this thing gemara that Rav Yochanan is moida that issues also mishum amayna. So the gemara is looking for a case where it's no longer chitzav but it's still amayna. So the Gemara says the case is that he hid that Nofled Lake of a Chotzer, and there was a wall that would have stopped it. But Nofled Agedah. So it's called a Lechitzov. Since Bashas had Loka, or Bashas had Loka, there was a Gedah, so it's called a Lechitzov. Frag the Gemara. So then it's not. So then you should be part of Lagari. I mean, then Nofled Agedah, so you should be part of Lagari. So, but it's. The Adam saw the sugi already, so. But the Gemara is looking for a case of Tomen. Gemara holds for the double poshut that by if Ishu Mishum Chitzov, for some reason there's no Ptur of Tomen. That's Shad and that Gemara altogether. But the Gemara assumes that if Ishu Mishum Chitzov, there can't be a Ptur of Tomen. But there is a Ptur of Tomen. So it's Heichim Ishkachaslo. The Gemara says, well, the case is that there was a Geder, and therefore it was Kolel Chitzov, and then the Geder fell down. Frankly, no, so if the Geder fell down, so then invite us. Then you should have no Chiyav at all. Forget Tomen. There's no Chiyav. It's Kolel Chitzov. It's no longer Ishu Mishum Chitzov. So the Gemara says the case is that Rav Yochanan really holds that you could have fixed, put the wall back up. So even though it's no longer chitzov, but yechai mishum emaynei, because Rav Yochanan is islay nami ishum mishum emaynei, and in ishum mishum emaynei already there's a ptur of tamar. That's the shakar of time. So it's Mavur Nakamar that if you set a fire, the fire now is going, then the wall falls down, so it's no longer Chitzur. Even though he was Peshaya, because he could have put the wall up, he could have fixed the wall. That's the Peshaya that makes him Chayav Mishum Emayna. The Taisa says that Peshaya is enough to make you Chayav Mishum Chitzur. So why is it only Isha Mishum? So what's Pshat Nakamar altogether? So the Hoyle Lictor, that's a. So why doesn't that should make it into Chitzov? It should make it back into Chitzov. If according to Tosis, Pshia makes it into Chitzov, so I have a. This is like a going, and there's a wall that fell down, and I could put the wall back up. So that's a Pshia. So why doesn't that Pshia make it into Chitzov?
Maybe Tosis meant that Pshia in addition to. When you let it, only in a case where you lit it already, then if you push it.
I don't think Loshim could stand that. Loishi yaver basmeish. El chol makim shepashav leishamar kachal techitzur nidu. He doesn't say it's not maspik the yamav. You have to have a pshit too. And anyway, why would that even make sense if you were matik yourself? That is the pshit. But anyway, that's not his loshim. The loshim is loishi yaver basmeish. El chol makim shepashav leishamar kachal techitzur nidu.
Even afuke, if you take a torch and go light the dish on fire, that's not what the Gemara is talking about, because of course that's chitzav. It's only a case where you lit a fire, and then the ruach brought the ash somewhere else. So that since you lit the fire,
but at the end of the day, he says you don't need to light. If you maybe it's true that even if you weren't pesheya, but you lit the fire, it's ash. I mean, I don't know how that's mishkachim, but it still says in Tosis that you don't have to be madlik the ash. It's enough that you were in Shama Gachalte.
Yeah. Isn't Tosas here saying that when it's your fire and you're poshe by it, in that Gemara and Chafgimel, it's just once it's Kalal Chito, it's not, if we didn't say Gemara, it wouldn't be your fire. So if there's just a random fire.
It's your field.
What? Yeah, but it's not about your fire.
Once it's your field, it's your fire.
What?
If your field's on fire, then it's your fire. So that's not halacha usually where. It's your thing that's on fire. That's called your fire. I think the answer is that Tosis is talking about a case. The Loshon Tosis is Gachalte. Sheposha v'leishomer Gachalte. He doesn't say his ish. Gachel is not ish. Where it is sort. Gachel is not. It's not a moment of mazik. It's Gachelis. Gachelis can't go anywhere. If you were Peshaya in the Shmir of your Gachelis, and now the Gachelis turns into an Eish, meaning now the Gachelis lights sets something on fire, and now it's moving, now it's an Eish. So that's called that you made the Eish. Your Pshia made the Eish. That's called Chitzov. But if you have a fire that's already a fire, it's already an Eish, it's already moving. And your pesheya in not building a wall to keep it from going further, then that's not called that you made the eish. I mean, it's kol chitzav, right? The original pesheya was only up to the wall, so that much is chitzav. Now the wall fell down. Now it's going to go further. But your pesheya now is letting the fire continue to burn somewhere else. So you're not being shomer your fire. But this pesheya of not building the wall is not what made it into an eish. So that's not called chitzav. Chitzav is a pshia that makes it into an ish. It was the pshia that, like when you shoot the arrow, you know, when you shoot the pshia that sets the arrow off, that's called chitzav. Once the arrow is going, once the arrow is going, and you're pshia in stopping the arrow, by chitz itself, because Gemara Sanhedrin, Nayin Zayin, the Gemara talks about he shot an arrow, and there was something blocking the arrow from going, and he pulled the arrow away. So he's potter in the. Because when he shot the arrow, there was something blocking. And pulling it away is only a grumma. So It says Nakamar that year with that year and Dina Yadam Yapata. Gemara is talking about Ritzicha, but Taisus is true by Nizakin too. So what do you mean? Why isn't pulling the arrow Chitzov? It says in this Taisus that Pshia is the Pshia is Chitzov too. So by Chetz Mamish, why isn't the Pshia pulling the tris, the thing that's blocking the shield, pulling it away? Let that be called a Pshia in Teretz's. That's not called Chitzov. It's already in motion. That's not called Chitzov. The Pshia that sets the arrow off, that's called Chitzov. So you have a Gachelis, which is not an Esh. Through you Pshia became an Esh, that's already called Chitzov. Once the Esh is, once it's Esh, there's no the Pshia of once it's Esh, so the Pshia doesn't make it into Chitzov. I think that's the Pshia on Taisus. And I said, I think Rashi is Chaylik on this Taisus. First of all, we had by Hitler Godish by Yisrael Chatzir that Rashi, but Mele. But there's a much more explicit Rashi. This already haven't seen yet. That's the next Gemara. The Gemara in Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. Right after the Tudats. So the Al-Kharor, Mishalim, and so on, says the Gemara, Man Chayiv, Bala Kelev. The Bala Kelev is Chayiv for the Godish. Fek the Gemara, V'l'chayiv nami Bala Gacheles. How come we're only Mechayiv the Bala Kelev? Why aren't we Mechayiv also the Bala Gacheles? Says Rashi, that's 3/4 of the way down. Hochi gasinon, v'lechayev nami bala gacheles. The Gemara answers the bala gacheles wasp the gacheles properly, so that's he's not chayev. But what was the kasha? So Rashi says, do ben maru ben maru mishum amoynei islamu. Even if Yochanan agrees that ishum mishum amoynei, hilchach the Rav Yochanan domer lel ala godim sh'am chatzin ezek v'tzorizem, v'shalam bala gacheles chatzi ache dom amoynei hu. And so on and so forth. Rashi says the Gemara's kasha is because even Rabbi Yochanan holds from Isha Mishum Amayna. Meaning, Rashi's bothered, it's not Chitzov of the Bala Gacheles. Because the Bala Gacheles didn't light the fire. The Kelev lit the fire. And it's actually interesting because the Chayre, he lit the Gacheles. Didn't the Bala Gacheles like the Gacheles? So let it be Chitzov on that account. We'll see in a few minutes. That's all right. He did light the Gacheles. It should be Chitzov. But Akoponim, it says in Rashi. Rashi was bothered. The Bala Gacheles didn't light the fire. So if he didn't light the fire, why is it called Chitzov? So he says, no, it's going, but because in a Chanami, it's Mamoinoi. But Rabbi Yechon also holds from Isha Mishim Mamoinoi. So that's why we're asking even in Rabbi Yechon. Let's move on. Akoponim in Rashi, that it's not called Isha Mishim Chitzov, even though he was Pasha in the Shmir of the Gacheles. It's chayav to avoid that the pshia and the shmir of the gachelis did not make it into chitzel. Yeah, Kolmer is still shvered. What happened to the lighting of the gachelis? We'll see in a second. So there's an akudya that we need to be mivar. We're running out of time. Maybe we'll stop here. I'm just let you think, just to think about it for tomorrow. The Gemara says in Amud Beis. The Gemara says that when the Kelev is madlik the Godish, so Gemara says bishlam that the Gemara says that it's chitz of the Kelev. Mishnah Rav Yochanan, I understand, you pay Chatzin Ezek because it's Chitzov the Kelev. It's called Chitzov the Kelev. So it's Sirs. It's Chatzin Ezek Sirs. Why is it only Chitzov the Kelev? Why isn't it Chitzov of the Bala Kelev? The Bala Kelev was Pesheya Baal Kel didn't like it wasn't mad at the Godish, and maybe you have to like the Godish. But if you hold like Rashi, that you have to be, you know, that the Maisa Loka makes it into Chitzos. Maybe it's not enough to like the Gehelis, maybe you have to like the Godish. Maybe that's the answer for why it's not enough to like the Gehelis. Maybe the Maisa Loka that Rashi's talking about is you have to like the Godish. Gehelis not yet an Eish. Maybe, we'll see. But Akoponim, Klefi Taisus, that you don't need a Maisa Loka. All I need is that the Gehelis turned into an Eish through my Shmira, through my lack of Shmira, through my Pshia. So if my Kelev sets fire to the Gehelis, so that's the Gehelis that turned into an Eish through my Pshia. So forget service of the Kelev, that should be Chitzov of the Baal. Why isn't it Chitzov of the Baal Kelev? Sorry, I'm making a mistake. That's not so sure. Because that's not your ish. By the case of the Kelev, it's not your ish. So you don't have it. You're not a Peshay in the Shemir Seish. It's not your ish. But the Gemara says the same thing by when you gave it to a Cheresh Haite V'Kotten. But if you gave it to a Cheresh Haite V'Kotten, and Shleich HaTzviyu, and you had a Cheresh Haite V'Kotten, and the mission says you're Potter, so the Gemara says, Bishnum L'Rabbi Yerichana, and Chitz of the Cheresh. But according to Reish Lokish, you should be Chayim Mishum in Maimon. Why is it Chitz of the Cheresh? There it's my age. And by giving it to Chayyush Haytav Kodin, I was Pesheya in the Shmir's age. Our Tosus says that a Pesheya in the Shmir's age also makes it into Chitzel. So again, Lefi Rashi maybe is the Mokum to say that it's only called Isha Mishum Chitzel when you're Madlik the Gozish. The Chayyush Haytav Kodin, or whatever the Chayyush Haytav Kodin went and burned down. Giving the fire to the Chayyush Haytav Kodin, even though you initially lit the fire, maybe according to Rashi, that's not called the Maisav Lokum. And Yesh Lodim Adovah. But the feet us that a pshia is enough to make it into a ma'isad loko. If your pshia b'shmir is ishoy, it's called chitzov. So what does the word mean chitzov the cheresh? What chitzov the cheresh? I was pshia in the shmirah. Tais the shitosom. There's a problem over here. And why is it chitzov the cheresh? The bailim by giving it to a cheresh was pshia in the shmirah. At this point, the Gemara thinks it's a pshia. The Gemara answers, no, it's like a chelas, it's not a pshia. But upon if this is the Gemara's cast, the Gemara thought that it's a dangerous age. I gave him an age, it's a dangerous age. So I was pshia in the shmir's age. The Gemara says, Bishlam Rav Yechanan, and it's chitz of the cheres, so you pop it. According to Rav Yechanan, the Reish Lakish should be chayiv for not watching your moment. What's any different according to Reish Lakish? So if you were pshia for not watching your moment, then it's chitz of as well. So this cast is asked by Taisus. So let's take a look at the Taisus over there. We talked about it once upon a time also. Take a look at the Taisus. Taisus is the bottom Taisus in Chot Bezim and Bezim. Taisus is an important distinction, and then we have to plug Taisus distinction back into our Taisus over here, just to be aware of that. Okay, and then we'll go back to the next Taisus.
About the colors that the pizza, the caliber and pizza.